Hawaii County Police Chief Paul Ferreira says the investigation began with cocaine and hashish missing from police custody.
There was a case involving evidence missing from the Hilo police station. The evidence that was recovered by one of our narcotics officers. Evidence was being taken out for training, and it was discovered there was a discrepancy in the weights, which caused us to do an audit and turn up other cases that involved missing evidence from this same narcotics officer.
Ferreira says the Hawaii County prosecutor turned the case over to the Attorney General's office because of a potential conflict of interest, but the case was eventually returned to the Hawaii County prosecutor.
The prosecutor's office continued looking at the case and another case involving gambling, which brought in the second officer. There were some allegations of whether confidential information was released during a search warrant.
Retired Hawaii County Police Sergeant Brian Miller is charged with 10 counts ranging from theft to first-degree promoting a dangerous drug, hindering prosecution, and more. Retired Hawaii County Police Captain Chadwick Fukui is charged with 4 counts, including criminal conspiracy, hindering prosecution, and tampering with physical evidence. 4 civilians were also indicted: Lance Yamada, Stacy Yamada, David Colon, and Ivar Kaluhikawa. 3 have previously been arrested for gambling. After retiring from Hawaii County Police, Captain Fukui worked for the Hawaii County Prosecutor's Office and for the State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. Hawaii County Deputy Prosecutor Sherry Lawson says the next step is issuing warrants and making arrests. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.